What's up, everybody out there? To all my ballers, wannabe ballers, and those who have thought about balling but haven't made the decision yet. You've reached the Progression Not Regression podcast, where we will discuss everything you'll need to help you through your middle school, high school careers, and beyond. I am your host, and I go by the other Coach K. Welcome. This is the first podcast of many that I'll be bringing on a year of topics. Quick introduction about myself is I have coached basketball for over 12 years, leaving my special style of training left to many. Coaching and training others in basketball is an honor, and I almost feel like being called coach is a high honor because, well, you're never forgot, and there's a lot of things that people take from your lessons that they end up teaching others, and you definitely got to have a special type of approach when you're coaching basketball or any other sport. Mine is basketball. So with this podcast, what we'll discuss are topics to be brought every week. My goal is to bring you content in hopes that you take away something to use all week. All right. So today's topic is March Madness. I'm sure you're thinking, whoa, come on. There is no March Madness. You're tripping. And you're correct. So what we will discuss is the madness that has been March and how to overcome it. And so what am I talking about? I'm talking about the coronavirus. The coronavirus is a serious issue. It's a virus that's been going around. We are currently in a pandemic. So as a trainer and coach, my goal is, of course, the health and safety of others. Before everything got shut down, I had a plan. I thought long and hard about it because this did come in waves. We were able to have group sessions and I was able to do my solo sessions, but then they cut them down from 100 people in a gathering to 50 to 10 and now nothing. So I put together my spring basketball team. My team is the Underdogs. We're actually looking at a delay in that. We'll still run, I'm hoping. So again, my goal as a trainer was for my sessions is for everyone to bring their own towel to avoid touching their face and hands. One of the biggest things and one of the ways that you can spread germs and viruses is by touching your eyes and your nose and your mouth with your hands. And man, being in the gym, I've seen kids do this a lot. I've also seen kids lick their hand and rub the bottom of their shoes to get traction. Now listen, we got to stop doing that. That's nasty. What I would do is I would go in the corner, pour a little bit of water on the floor, and I would rub my feet in it to get traction. That's how I would do it. But stop rubbing your hand, licking your hand, and touching the bottom of your shoe. That's nasty. I would have my student athletes bring their own water so that you could avoid the fountains. And what we would do is we would use hand sanitizer for after we'd pass the ball around for drills and plays during these sessions. That's very key in this. If you can't get to wash your hands right away, hand sanitizer with a very high alcohol content in it is very, very advisable. So the other thing that we did was we stopped shaking hands. We even stopped doing the fist bump or pound. So what we did was we would do kid and play style, you know, kick the feet, touch the feet, and keep it moving. So those are some ways that you can avoid spreading this virus and also spreading germs for that matter. And speaking of keeping it moving, there's plenty to do during these bans, of no contact and shelter in place orders or whatever they're calling it. These times are honestly for true grinders, you know, for those who aren't going to have any excuses to work on their game. You know, you could do ball handling drills in your driveway. You could do them in your garage. I have student athletes that I train, and their parents allow them to dribble the ball in the house. I mean, and nowadays, I think a lot of parents might be doing that, you know. When I was growing up, we weren't allowed to play ball in the house. We waited till mom would roll and she would leave. And yeah, we were playing ball in the house, and we did everything that she probably told us not to do. But nowadays, kids are allowed to dribble the ball in the house, work on their game in the house. You can do simple stuff. You could do pound downs. Pound and crossover, pound and go between the legs, in and out dribbles. You could do fake crossovers. The other thing that you could do is you could work on your form, lying on the floor and putting your arms in a shooting position and shooting the ball over your head. My suggestion for that is for the ball to come down like right over your face and you catch the ball. That's a good form shooting drill. You know, there's a lot that you can do instead of sit around and make the excuse to do nothing. You want to do anything except dropping the proverbial, literal, or physical ball. And if you need help with that, you can definitely contact me. I am at The Other Coach K on Facebook and Twitter, and on the gram, you can find me at The Other Coach K, LLC. That is all for my first podcast today. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you find it informational. Do yourself a favor. Stay healthy. Wash your hands often. Moisturize your hands afterwards, because, you know, your hands will get dry from washing so much. But stay safe, and do me a favor. Two-hand chest pass this podcast on to anybody who you think would be interested in it, because I got plenty more to come. Peace.